This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. It was a decade ago that the housing bubble burst, depressing the housing market and sparking a foreclosure crisis. And since then, home sales have struggled to recover, slowly making their way back in recent years. But this spring, the housing market here in the First State appears to be heating up again, as sellers find themselves receiving multiple offers and often getting asking price or more. So we asked contributor Eileen Dalabrida to look into what's going on with home sales, and her piece is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. She also joins us again this week on The Green to let us know what she found. Eileen, thanks for being back with us again on The Green.
Good to be here, Tom.
Well, there are no official numbers yet on how bullish the housing market is, but the anecdotal evidence seems pretty strong. What did realtors you talked to tell you about how things are going?
Well, at least in some parts of Sussex County, it's the hottest spring in 40 years, and we are seeing a lot of activity in Newcastle County as well. Things aren't quite as hot in Kent County, but we are seeing BOFO business elsewhere in the state. North Wilmington is very hot. There isn't enough inventory to meet the demand. The resort communities in Sussex County are also seeing a lot of activity, and Newark is also doing very well.
You also note in your piece that certain price ranges seem to be a bit more active. Which are the price ranges that seem to be generating the most interest this spring?
Anything below $400,000 seems to be attracting a lot of interest. And in the $200,000 to $300,000 range, it's hot as a $2 pistol.
So is it fair to assume that that means that there's a lot of first-time home buyer action going on this spring?
There is, especially among millennials who have been renting, sitting on the fence. They seem to be sparking the entry level this time around.
And there seems to be some contributing factors to this sales surge, a couple of them, starting with interest rates, right?
I think interest rates are playing a major role. The rates now are a percentage point higher than they were a year ago, and people are realizing that those very cheap rates aren't going to last forever.
What else seems to be driving sales locally?
Well, I believe that one of the things that is driving sales is that the pool of would-be buyers is expanding. The people who were renting are buying, and plus the move-up buyers who might have gotten a smaller place, downsized, or rented, are moving up.
And yeah, I guess there's the thought that perhaps this type of market could lead to another housing bubble. But there is one difference this time, and that is that loans are not as easy to come by as they were previously. Is that something that's the kind of maybe keeping this thing from really overheating?
I think so. The government is very strict about buyers demonstrating an ability to repay those loans.
In talking to the people you spoke to for the story, was there anything else that stood out to you about the dynamics of what's going on this spring that maybe is unique or unusual than what we've seen, particularly in recent years?
Well, buyers are accustomed to being in the driver's seat, and they would look at properties, and they would think about it, and maybe make a lowball offer and circle back. That is changed. In that very hot price range, 200 to 300,000 and 300,000 to 400,000, they are having to make decisions very quickly. And we are seeing situations where there are multiple offers and the sellers are getting close to, if not, their asking prices.
So if someone is looking to buy now, what's the advice that you're hearing from realtors about what people should do and their expectations if they're trying to jump into this market right now?
Well, first of all, they need to get their financing completely solid because they won't have an opportunity to get a cursory pre-approval and then circle back and firm things up. If they want to come in with a strong offer, they want to come in with a firm offer, they need to get their financing in place before they start looking.
And because loans are a little bit harder to come by right now and to get, that process isn't as easy as it used to be either, right?
Well, you should expect to have to provide between 12 and 24 months worth of documentation in terms of pay stubs and tax returns. One thing that is a little different is that self-employed people are having a bit easier time of it. They can, because they only have to demonstrate that they have steady deposits into their bank accounts.
Is there a sense that this kind of hot market is going to continue for the foreseeable future?
I think so. I think that there are a lot of buyers who are coming off the sidelines and a lot of people who are feeling better about moving up, although the higher end of the market is still very challenged. Anything above $400,000 is a tough sell, and anything above $700,000 is a very tough sell.
All right. Eileen Dalabria, thanks so much for your time this week.
Thanks, Tom.
And a reminder, Eileen's story on the First State housing market is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. The Green continues in just a couple of moments. But first, a look at your local headlines from Delaware Public Media.